have a cricket match, because cricket was an important pastime for many of the new arrivals to Britain, you know, particularly the West Indian community and the Asian community. It was a major pastime. And what cricket enabled people to do is feel that sense of home and that sense of being in charge of something.
And so that's going to be on Friday?
That's going to be on Friday, the 23rd, taking place at Bradford Park Avenue Cricket Ground, not Bradford Park Avenue of the new sports ground, it's a cricket ground on Canterbury Avenue.
The historic cricket ground?
Yes, the one.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the one.
Just on Canterbury Avenue. And yes. is it all day?
Yeah, so we're kicking off early in the morning with some... We've got young people getting involved at 10, between 10 and 12. We've got young people getting involved. So we've got some of the old cricketers kind of sharing their skills and knowledge, working along some qualified coaches, working alongside young people, giving them a bit of an introduction. And then around about 12 o'clock, we'll start with many of the older generation who will be donning their pads and their whites once again and going out and turning their arms over to play the game.
Because actually, cricket's, you know, it's one of those things in the Commonwealth, isn't it? Cricket, you know, cricket's big in the West Indies. It's big in India. It's big in Bangladesh and Pakistan. It's one of those things that definitely did unite people, didn't it?
And
we were hearing from Nigel earlier in the show about some of the tensions that we've had and the challenges and the racism and stuff that people had to overcome and experience. Do you think we've moved? How far have we moved down that scale?
I think we have moved down the scale. I think, you know, I mean, the interesting point about the shift is that things are much more covert now. Back in the day, it was pretty overt. When I listened to and was talking to some of the old boys around the cricket, and I watched Fire in Babylon, and it was just fascinating to understand the impact, not just the impact that cricket had on them, but actually the way in which people were treated and the levels of overt racism that people had experienced. I think today, people experience racism, but it's much more covert. It's much more under the covers. It's far more subtle. And I think, you know, there are times when, you know, I guess we call them microaggressions in one sense, but it's a little bit harder to put your finger on, but you know something's not quite right.
Well, hopefully some of the things that are happening over the next few days and weeks will help challenge some of those things. There's amazing stuff happening during the Literature Festival. There's the exhibition in the Literature Festival Hub, which is free throughout the entirety of the festival. Then there's the Finding Home lecture at the university. Hear the incredible story of Alfred Gardner, who travelled on the Empire Windrush from Jamaica in 1948. Alfred's in his 90s and one of the few passengers still alive.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah. And there's stuff happening at Tapestry Arts and a North Parade.
There's loads, and there were some great things going on the previous weekend that we've just had. It's been really, really great to see and, you know, and to be a part of.
Yeah, I think it's so important, and I think whilst we can do some of the celebratory things, I think we also have to look at elements of the commemoration and the challenges that people have actually faced. And I think the thing for me, certainly in the Windrush Stories and the Don't Give Up exhibition, reading the stories of people and listening to the things that they were saying about their experience, you kind of really have to take your hat off to our elder generation, because I'm not sure that I would have been able to get through what they got through, and Lord knows at my age we had some really difficult times, but I think my parents and that generation had a harder time, because I think people made it obvious how they were feeling, you know. And I think, you know, so it's really quite important that people kind of support. I'm not telling people what to do, but I think just being able to hear those stories. I was in school today, and I have to give a big plug for Bellevue Girls, and I was up at the school today, and they had young people from Bradford Grammar, and they also had as young people from other BDAP schools. And it was really quite interesting, the questions that those young people are asking about. My sister and I have shared our story and our journey, because I was born in Bradford and my sister was born in Jamaica. But the kind of whole thing about parents not necessarily sharing a story, what I think we've been able to capture throughout this whole process is that conversations have started to take place between parents and their children. And that's something that didn't happen for me growing up. Mm-hmm. And, and there was a reason why they didn't want to share that, because they were fearful of what would happen. And I suppose in some respects, they were almost like really conscious, very self-conscious of their experience compared to ours, to mine, for example. So it's really important that now we have the opportunity to get our elders to talk about their experience and what happened, but also to recognise the contribution that they have made and to actually say thank you, because without them, we wouldn't be here.
Absolutely. And, you know, just you coming on here today and informing us and the listeners of, you know, even a bit about your story and all these wonderful events as well that people can get involved in, people speaking about it more. It's all absolutely wonderful stuff. It really is.
And the cricket is free for all. It's at the Bradford Park Avenue Cricket Ground on Canterbury Avenue. It's on Friday from noon onwards. And it's a full family-friendly day.
It's full family-friendly day. There's music, there's entertainment, there's a little domino tournament. So there's a little something for everyone. And there'll be some jerk chicken and things like that. So food and merriment is the order of the day, you know. So it's so important, you know, to be able to recognise and celebrate some of that. And also for those people that are no longer with us, I think it's just important to recognise the contribution that those that have gone on before us have also made as well.